producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, that's the way to get in touch with me. As I'm investigating something that I know I've told you I've been investigating before, but I'm just giving you a preview of coming events. In fact, I'm going to give you two previews of coming events. The more important of the two is probably that February, which starts next week, can you believe it, is going to be Love Month. So I'm going to devote, as an experiment, I've never actually done this before. I've done days where we would talk about, say, adultery, or days where we would talk about, what else have we talked about? I mean, you know, when I announce them in advance, so you can kind of prepare your thoughts. And for those of you who listen in a delayed broadcast or listen in podcasts or whatever, can kind of participate as well, because you know about it far in advance. Because by and large, I really don't do topics. I just am here to answer your questions about whatever is on your mind. But I decided, since February is a short month, it's a little bit longer this year than it usually is. It's leap year this year. And I decided we do love all month. So we do dating and crushes and marriage and divorce, I suppose, and adultery. And so we'll do everything. And hopefully I'm going to emphasize phone calls rather than Facebook questions, because for a lot of reasons. It was prompted by a number of I guess issues. One is that of a woman who's going through divorce and separation, and everybody hates my 1-year rule. And she said, well, I want to talk with somebody who's been on the other side of it. And I thought, well, that's a great opportunity. And because it's such an abstract topic, and you know how I feel about abstractions, I figure putting something on Facebook is not nearly as useful as having y'all interact with me on the phone. So hopefully you will do that, and that will be great. So that's coming attraction number one. Number two, while I know I've talked about it in the past without noticeable progress, I'm very focused on it at this moment, which is having a machine that will record your questions when I'm not here. We've actually had it in the past, but the machine has not been clear enough that it's air quality, that I can air your questions without it sounding real staticky. And there's no point. I mean, yeah, this is a radio program, and so it needs to be of air quality. So we're going to try and do that. Not only try and do it, hopefully accomplish it. So, and I know it's been a long-term goal, but I'm inching closer to it. So hopefully we'll have that for you as well. Because you know you can always call the number, 855, sorry, that was a mistake on my part, 855-993-7569. And when I'm here, you'll get me. When I'm not here, I'm supposed to get a machine that says you could leave your number, we'll call you back. But I want to have the ability to take your question if you want. Also, if you leave a question and a callback number, I can call you back when we do the program. Now, obviously, I'm going to call you back during the hours I do the program. Okay, I'm not going to call you back. Well, I suppose, I'm trying to think if it's the middle of the night any place when I do the program. I don't know. You know, I do the program in the daytime, Eastern time. All right, so if that's when I'll call you back, and you can figure out what it is in your time zone. Also, if you leave a Facebook question and or a Facebook response or an email or anything else, if you leave your phone number, we'll call you back. And we were doing that pretty consistently for a while, and then I don't know why we got out of the habit of it, but we did. So we're going to try and get back in the habit of doing that. So that's all preview of coming attractions. I'll also tell you about movies that are opening today, so you'll know what to see or what to avoid. And other than that, 855-993-7569 day. Alrighty, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this day in history just because it absolutely fascinates me. This was the day in 1820 that the Russians discovered Antarctica. And I guess one of the reasons that that is of great fascination to me is my daughter just got back from Antarctica last week. She got a surprise invitation and was a little reluctant to go, and I said, no, go. You know, it's a chance of a lifetime. It's not an inexpensive thing to do. I know a number of people who've gone there, And without exception, they just said it's extraordinary. It's one of those things, I don't know, I guess because I'm so much more people-oriented than scenery-oriented, I've seen A Year on the Ice, I've seen a number of documentaries about Antarctica, and while I think it's gorgeous, and I suppose if it were easy to get to, completely accessible, you know, I mean, look, why not? I mean, I've gone to the Grand Canyon, which is scenery, right? I've gone to Niagara Falls. I've gone to a number of places that were primarily scenic rather than anything else. But there's so many places in the world I still want to go that have people and culture and museums and history associated with them that Antarctica is not very high on my bucket list. But she said it was just literally awesome. But she is she's worked in the Prebalofs north of Alaska, and so this is – so at any rate, this was – the day in 1820, which, as you think about it, is, what, 200 years minus 4 that was discovered. So there you go. This day also, I mean, this is a day of exploration. I'm not sure why, but there really do seem to be rhythms in human history. That a locomotive on the Panama Canal Railroad ran from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean for the first time. And railroads, big deal, right? That's how you unite large countries, whether you're talking about the United States or Canada. I love trains. I really do. The world's largest snowflake was reported on this day in 1887. Let me tell you how big the largest snowflake was. I just love this. 15 inches across and 8 inches thick. That's not a snowflake. That's a small planet, right? 15 inches. I mean, a snowflake.
Yeah.
First of all, how would they keep it frozen long enough to measure it? It was in Montana. I don't know. That sort of speaks to me of Paul Bunyan-esque kind of thing. Don't you think? 15 inches.
Right.
And 8 inches thick. I don't know. That one seems to me somewhat apocryphal. I mean, look, it's listed as a real fact. But doesn't that seem, I mean, 15 inches and 8 inches? I mean, look, I've been in hailstorms. When I was a kid growing up, I actually have a picture somewhere in an album when I was about 8 or 9 years old. In the backyard in Denver, there was a hailstorm, and there were hailstorms over the size of baseballs. And I actually have pictures of them. I remember that as a kid. I mean, if you're a kid and you've got something coming out of the sky and hitting the roof of your house, it dented cars, it dented houses, it knocked down trees. And there's a picture in the backyard with these hailstones all stacked up. And they were huge, but somehow a hailstorm and a snowflake. I wonder if maybe they're confusing the two. I don't know. And this is my role model. Walter Arnold of East Peckham, Kent, became the first person to be convicted of speeding. A guy after my own heart. This was in 1896. He was fined a shilling plus cost for speeding at 8 miles per hour, thereby exceeding the contemporary speed limit of 2 miles per hour. No, think about that. He was going 4 times the normal limit. I love this guy. All right, so I have a bit of a lead foot. And one of the really alarming things that happened in my life is when, during the gas crisis, they lowered the speed limit from 65 to 55, which I personally felt was a violation of my rights. And the auto fatalities went down by about, I don't know, 30% or something, which I really was upset about, because I kept saying, well, speed isn't the issue. Idiocy is the issue. Well, it turns out the two combined are, what can I tell you? So there you go. And to sort of add, I guess there are several other issues that I think are terrific. One is Lego patented the design of its bricks in 1958, which is what? 60 years minus 2, so 58 years ago. And not only did they patent it, but you can still use the original bricks. Now, God bless that country, as opposed to Lego, as opposed to most companies which have something that have built-in obsolescence. So, yay, Lego. They actually sent me a cookie jar, which I should have probably given to somebody, but I have, and I love it. It's also the first day of the Great Blizzard of 1977, which dumped 10 feet of snow in one day in New York. And it's the king, Mama, the king. Today, Elvis Presley, in 1956, made his first U.S. television appearance. You go, Elvis. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
They spend your life with Extendivite.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. And this is, I just put this up yesterday and we got a fair number of responses to it of talking. Well, I forgot to tell you. I stopped myself in stream of consciousness. And this actually kind of feeds into the topic. So I was wandering around. I went out for dinner last night with some friends, and when I came back, there was this guy that I didn't know in the lobby, and he had what appeared to me to be a drone. And I said, "Is that a drone?" And he said, yeah. And I said, are you going to go fly it? And he said, yeah. And I said, can I come watch? So he said, yeah. Those things are amazing. And as far as I'm concerned, the problems about, first of all, it's so obvious that they were developed by the military. I mean, it's once you see one, and I'm not talking about the Radio Shack one, which I think they cost, I know Radio Shack's out of business, but they cost like $100, which I thought would be really fun to have. Except even the guy at Radio Shack, when it existed, said, you know, you're better to upgrade. These are going to crash and burn really quickly. This one, I think, costs about $1,200. And it was fancy and had toggle switches. And apparently everything comes with it except you need your iPad with it or something to be able to see the pictures. It takes amazing pictures.
Nice.
And has a range of about, they said 2 or 3 miles, and it doesn't have to be in sight because you can see on the iPad what it's seeing. So it has a very high-resolution camera. It has a gimbal, so even if you tilt the drone itself, the camera stays steady, takes amazing pictures. Actually, it has something, it must have some infrared on it because it takes great pictures at night. It makes a fair amount of noise, which is kind of interesting, and it has lights on it. It has both red and green lights on it, fore and aft. I was just fascinated watching it. My concerns are twofold. That basically a drone is either a delivery system for something, and we know that there have been, well, there are more than two, but there are two major issues. One is that it's a delivery system for drugs or weapons or whatever. It has already been used that way, caught inside prisons, walls and things of that, delivering contraband. And I know a number of delivery services, including Amazon, are talking about using drones to deliver packages, presumably slightly bigger drones than this one, but because this one doesn't have much of a payload. But nevertheless, all right, so that's number one, is delivery systems and what they're delivering it can be suspect. Second of all, the issue of privacy, which
yeah.
I admit I was the instigator because it wasn't my drone, and in my building, it would fly. It could fly over the top of my building, but could also look in windows.
Yeah.
And apparently, during the time I was it wasn't my drone. I wasn't doing it. But I don't know if he would have done any of these things without my saying, "Well, let's try this." Admittedly, I'm an instigator, and there is kind of a naughtiness component. But we got a couple of calls down at the front desk of people saying, "What's going on here?" Because it makes a fair amount of noise. And so the issues of privacy, the issues of delivery system, they're supposedly not supposed to fly above 400 feet, but this one was. I mean, he had it above 400 feet last night. Now, we're in an area that is not prone to have any low-flying aircraft, but still, I mean, what he was doing, granted, under my encouragement, was fundamentally, it was illegal, which I didn't know all the rules, but I had the suspicion that this probably would be looked at askance. But it's such fun. And it turns out it takes a while. He's had it for about a month. And if you're not careful, you can really crash into things. Because while it lands itself, if you just turn off all the controls, it lands itself. And there's an air cushion underneath it, so it's pretty stable. It's just an amazing machine. But you can see all the potential problems. I mean, we were doing this for maybe 10, 15 minutes and got a bunch of phone calls to the front desk saying, what's going on here? So, all right.
That sounds like it was an interesting
It was
time.
Really fun with no responsibility on my part except being an instigator.
An
accomplice, an accessory after the fact. All right, so, and the guy, it turns out, doesn't actually live here. He was visiting somebody else, so he's probably relatively free as well. It was not my finest moment, but it sure was fun.
Yeah.
And it probably saved me from going and at least going online and saying, well, maybe I should get one of these, because I clearly should not. the restraints that keep people civilized, apparently in the face of technology. Well, we know in the face of technology that people lose their inhibitions. We know a blank computer screen lowers your inhibitions. We know people write things on Facebook and Twitter and whatever that they would never say face-to-face. So we already know that. And apparently electronic spyware lowers my inhibitions even farther. So it's the same reason I don't have a car.
is that I would get fined more than a shilling for going more than 8 miles. So four times the speed limit. So
yeah.
I would not go four times the speed limit, but I have been known to be a bit lead-footed. So we were talking yesterday, and I was actually – I've been talking with people about it for the last week, and I'm not sure exactly why. Maybe the debates, I don't know, maybe Billy's call. That I don't remember a time in our history. I also saw the Noam Chomsky documentary, which I believe comes out next week, called Requiem for America. And he makes the comment that even though the Depression was more economically devastating than anything we've been through since – that people during the Depression had the sense that things would improve. People don't have that sense right now. And so I don't remember a time in my lifetime or even anything I read about where people felt less trustful of everybody, of the media, of politicians, of police, of marketing, of doctors, of anything. So I decided, instead of focusing on that, which I think is true and lamentable, that I'd ask people whom they did trust and why. I mean, the church, you can go down the list, so I'm hoping that people can figure out something or somebody in whom they can feel some sense of, I guess, trust, if lack of a better word, of competence, of confidence, that you don't have to be mindful or watchful or just completely dismissive, because that's part of it. We've gotten to the point that whether it's online or that we hear it in a broadcast or whatever, that we tend to dismiss it of saying, well, they're lying or they have another agenda or they're just saying that for publicity. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd ask the musical question, whom do you believe? Jacob, are you a believer? Is there anybody you can think that you really, truly believe in, that you accept unquestionably?
I mean, my family and friends, it's kind of obvious, but...
Okay.
I guess I wouldn't say there's a specific person, but I do believe that just the heart of life is a good thing, and then eventually we might go through some dark times, but... that things are always going to get better. I kind of believe in that. So
okay, well, that's really reassuring to hear, because as a country, I'm not sure we believe that anymore. But it's nice to hear. And I think your point about trusting people that we know is legitimate. The more you know them and you've had some history with them. Although most of us have had an experience of trusting somebody we probably shouldn't have trusted. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-613-4704. That's 1-800-613-4704. 1-800-613-4704. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yeah, you talking about people that you trust.
Yes.
And I've discovered that you can always, mostly, trust your rabbi, your priest, your minister, somebody that you've trusted in the past that you could probably count on to be trusted in the future.
All right, let me just play devil's literally advocate with you for a moment. One of the movies that is nominated for the Oscar this year is called Spotlight, which is about the pedophile issue in Boston in the 80s. I was telling Jacob, I just saw a movie that comes out next week that's called The Club, which is from Chile and has won all sorts of awards and is an amazing movie about a house of... I'm trying to decide exactly what to call it. It's not exactly a halfway house, but it's a small house, which I know exists in the United States, for priests that have been
removed from their office, usually for some sort of infraction. Infraction being a very general word for all sorts of criminal activity that the church chooses not to pursue and takes these priests, usually under pressure, away from the diocese and places them in sort of, they're saying, for contemplation and penance. And this is an extraordinary movie. It's a combination of moral ambiguity and moral certainty. And I mean, it makes Hollywood movies look like a huge waste of time, which they are by and large. But nevertheless, and I'm not disagreeing that there are certainly reliable priests. But there are ones that under the cloak of religious sanctity, of every religion, it's not just Catholic priests, and it's not just rabbis, and it's not Episcopal priests or chaplains or anybody else, have done things that are illegal and immoral. So I think that becomes, and to a certain extent, that has protected some of the wrongdoers who probably should be judged by a slightly higher standard, because they're held to a slightly higher standard of people who accused. And I was part of a situation in New York where somebody accused a very high-ranking priest of pedophilia, and he denied it and got away with it and vilified his accusers for years, and it turns out it was true. So I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying that blanket trust, that even though in previous generations, I think all of those people have and did get a pass, that anything that was leveled against them, whether it was misuse of funds or any kind of inappropriate behavior, was assumed to be sour grapes or the ramblings of a unbalanced mind, as opposed to any possibility that people in positions of that sort could do anything wrong. So I'm not sort of saying, well, we should distrust everybody, but I'm saying that kind of philosophy of those people are above suspicion was counterproductive. So,
right.
You know,
right.
And I hate to take that position because it makes me sound so so distrustful, but I'm just saying that we probably need to look at people's actions as opposed to our assumptions about their goodness or badness.
Right, but I think two points might be brought up about your previous statement is that the media is so inclined to always point a finger at the bad rather than
yep.
the good. Another thing is the point about one rotten apple type of thing. So,
yeah, I think both of your points are very well taken, that the normal is not newsworthy. And I would add, additionally to that, as long as we're talking about trust and distrust, that the media has perhaps always been. I'm not certain that this is anything newer. I think we're just more bombarded by information than we have been ever before in the history of human beings, of the negative and the unusual. I mean, I agree with you. I think most priests, rabbis, chaplains, ministers, doctors, lawyers, that most are above reproach, that most people take their responsibility seriously. I think most people have consciences. Most people maybe not be perfect, but are not untrustworthy by and large, but they don't make news. And so when somebody steals or somebody, we had a story, which I didn't do yesterday, because it's at some point you don't want to add to the paranoia of a guy who was in prison for 2 years for using an illegal substance that nobody had tested, and it turned out to be powdered sugar, not cocaine. And as far as I know, it is not illegal to have a bag of powdered sugar on you. So, the news, by definition, focuses on the unusual, but because we are bombarded with it, we begin to see it as, coined the realm, as the normal, as the usual. So your point is well taken.
Okay, thank you very much, Doc.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
So,
okay, bye-bye.
And I think his point is well taken, that there are people that, I mean, I think his point, if we enlarge it, and if he'll allow me to do that, is when in doubt, give people the benefit of the doubt until there's a reason not to. But if there's a reason not to, that you can then become skeptical. And again, we judge people by behavior, not label. Okay, let's see what what other people have said. This one's going to be of interest to me just because it's almost impossible to predict what you guys are going to say. Even when I think I know what you're going to say, you surprise me, which is great. All right, keep going.
All right. So we have Alan. He says, I trust most of my family and friends that I can talk to on a current basis. The only reason for me is that the foundation has been built up for a long time. Which is basically what you were saying.
Yeah. And it's sort of an interesting notion about friends and family. And when you guys call me about it, quite often there are family members that you trust and family members that you don't trust. And it seems to me, though, that all bets tend to be off once we're talking about inheritances, I guess. It sort of reminds us of that sort of ancient statement that money is the root of all evil. So that people who trusted each other, hopefully we will continue to give people the benefit of the doubt until there's a reason not to.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
Okay, Bonnie. I trust many people, but accept that mistakes can happen. I believe in them, but if they let me down, I try to remember that none of us are perfect.
Good for you. I absolutely agree with you that that's a very viable philosophy. If you go through life distrusting people, you're much more likely, I think, to get cheated, to be quite honest. Because people are not, most of us are sensitive to whether somebody believes in us or likes us or trusts us as opposed to not.
Right.
And if somebody seems to not trust us or not like us, we think, well, to hell with that, all bets are off. As opposed to going through life assuming that most people are going to be, unless you get between them and something that's really important, they're probably going to do the right thing by you. And my thing is, okay, you get one shot, and if you make, if you let me down, I'll probably give you another because I'll just assume I misinterpreted. So everybody gets two, but by the third, I don't want to play anymore. So I'm one of those people who will sort of say, yeah, of course. And I will often give an explanation, at least in my own head, about why it was okay for them to do that. But I don't want to play anymore because, at some point you think, okay. But I don't disagree with your points. And not only do I not disagree with them, I think that going into a situation or dealing with people and making the assumption that they're going to do the right thing by you is probably, believe it or not, protective. As long as you keep your eyes open. Trust your neighbor and tie up your camel at night. All right, keep going.
Barbara, I agree with Bonnie and Alan in that I trust my two sons because they've never let me down, and we three have been a team since they were born. Unfortunately, I trust no one else because I've been let down way too many times.
Okay, let's look at that phenomenon. What happens when you get let down? And this, to a certain extent, has to deal with the topic that we've been flirting with all week, which is resilience. If you can look and see, it's kind of off Billy's comment about all women are going to cheat if you give them long enough time, that if you can look at your own behavior and say, is there something that I'm doing that's allowing this to happen or encouraging it to happen? For example, with my discussion about the drone, do I think that guy would have buzzed the windows without me there? I don't know him, but my suspicion is not, because he showed me all the pictures he had before and none of them included windows. They were taken from very far away. So the point is that I was part of the problem, no question. In fact, I may have been the problem of encouraging him to do something he wouldn't ordinarily do. So if you can look at your own behavior and say, was I the critical mass? Did I catalyze something here? Then you can begin trusting other people if you alter your own behavior. I'm the naughty. 855-993-7569, Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Greetings, phenomenal ones. This is Dr. Jeremiah C. Hackley of Phenomenal Center. I want to invite you to the Phenomenal Health and Healing Conference in the city of Knoxville, February the 7th and the 8th. We have coming Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a two-time Nobel Prize nominee, the Humanitarian Award winner for Natural Medicine, featured at the United Nations, and has 75 peer-reviewed published in health journals. Dr. Wallach has an answer for you. Call us right now. We only have 100 seats. 865-851-7269. Health is not a matter of chance, but it is a matter of choice. Call us right now. 865-851-7269.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're talking about trust. And whom do you trust and under what circumstances and for how long? And that you can hear that there's a wish to trust. I think human beings inherently want to feel we're social creatures. So distrusting people is going to isolate us. Let's hear what else people are saying.
Yeah, we got Linda. She says, "I trust my best friend Gabriella, whom I've known for 47 years. She honors private disclosures, empathizes when I need it, and is always there to help and advise."
Great. Send Gabriella a love note today. Good for you and Gabriella.
Diane, my sister, she is my rock.
There you go. So these are people who that you have in common, you've known them for a long time, so there's a whole history of trust and positive. Let me also add here, which I suspect in both of these cases is the truth, that people are not perfect, and even though you trust somebody, they may at some point momentarily let you down. But we weigh the current offense against the past and potential future positive, what the cost-benefit ratio is, because most of us have done something at some point that, if not conventionally viewed as untrustworthy, was at least not our best self, that we said something untoward, or that we're having a bad day, or that whatever it is, that we are human beings and we are not always our most wonderful self, but that hopefully we take responsibility for it, we apologize for it, we make amends, and that there's a resilience in our relationships because of past behavior and positive behavior that allows us to move beyond that. All right, keep going.
Corrine says, I trust myself because ultimately I am the only person who is responsible for how I respond to what happens to me.
Yeah, but even it's a good point. But even can we always trust our own impulses? And I would argue that most of the time, hopefully, all of us can trust our own responses. It's one of the reasons why bipolarity I find such a scary phenomenon. It's one thing to not trust yourself when you're feeling sad, to think that maybe this is a chemical imbalance. But when you're feeling happy and you can't trust that, that seems to be truly tragic. So understand that if when we look at our, at some point when we abstract ourselves from our own subjectivism, when we looked a little bit more objectively at not only our own behavior but the situation, and do a little problem solving of saying, well, if this isn't working, is there something I can do differently? Is a way of both trusting yourself but not giving blanket permission for your own impulses. Because we vary. We have good days. We have bad days. We have accurate perceptions. We have inaccurate perceptions. You hear me all the time say that given a choice as a psychologist, as an undergraduate or graduate student, to experiment on or to run our theories on rats or undergraduates, most of us chose rats because rats learn. Undergraduates don't. They'll say, well, it worked before, or my dad told me it should work, or it says in the Bible it should work, or it's always worked in the past, or it's the right answer. So, and all of us are obviously susceptible to that kind of thinking of, well, it worked before, it should work now, or it didn't work before, but if I keep trying it, it'll work now, or if I just push it harder, or say it louder, or do it more frequently, then it'll work. So I think trusting ourselves it's really important to be able to trust your own self and your own words and your own perceptions, but also to question them from time to time, to just do a checkup and a check-in to make sure that there hasn't been some factor that's altered the ability for us to come up with trustworthy solutions. It's tricky, this stuff, human behavior, right? It's because it changes. It's dynamic. We are not robots. We are not programmed in the way that a computer is. A computer, if you put the same data in every day, the same data should come out. Not so much true of human beings. All right, keep going.
Okay, we have Blake, who says my dog, but he's got a question mark at the end of that, so I don't know if he
yeah, I know.
His dog.
Yeah, if that dog is, you know, if somebody else starts feeding that dog, Blake, I don't know.
Amber, my husband, because he has shown me that he can be trusted.
Amen. That's the whole point, isn't it? Is that we look to behavior and we keep track of it and understand that people don't, they're not robots, they're not perfect, but if by and large they have shown that they are trustworthy, then we trust them until there's a reason not to.
Yeah.
Genevieve has another vote for my husband because we have been married for 50 years, and I knew him 2 years before.
That's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Groovy.
And lastly, Kathy has one more vote for only my hubby. That's why we are married.
Well, it's good, and it for me, that's sort of a comfort in a time where 50% of marriages end in divorce to hear that the marriages that are sustained for positive reasons, not out of fear or lethargy or whatever, is staying together for the sake of the kids, that there really is a bond there, that there's a caring and a conscious analytical acceptance and involvement. And it sounds like in all four of those cases that people are investing in that relationship. One of my metaphors, understand I'm on the radio, and we know that retention with an audio signal is not very high as opposed to being able to read it, because you can go back and reread it. And I suppose you can listen to the podcast, but I assume that most of you don't listen to the program over and over and over again, or at least the same program over and over again. And therefore, the reason I use so many metaphors is to try and give you visions to take away with you as opposed to just the words, because I understand the words do not necessarily stick. So my metaphor for marriage is a big fancy plant that's delivered with the big satin bow and the foil lining, and it's gorgeous and expensive and wonderful. And people sometimes view it as you just put it in the window and it'll be fine, and it won't. You have to water it, and you have to find out what kind of atmosphere works for it and whether it's really sun aversive or sun tropic. I suppose heliotropic would be a better term. And it may need some fertilizer from time to time. And so you can't just ignore it and assume because it was wonderful and expensive and an important kind of plant at one point that it will thrive on its own, that it really does need care and interaction. If you view your marriage the same way, then you'll be one of those people who say, wow, I really trust my spouse. And you can tell me about it and I will smile. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.